Well, today, Donald Trump was sworn in as President of the United States for the second time.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
In his inaugural speech, the president promised a new beginning for the United States.
The golden age of America begins right now.
Repeating a familiar vow to make America great again, Trump outlined his priorities in the coming days and signaled that he would issue a slew of executive actions.
First, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border.
With immigration top of mind, Trump plans to send troops to the border and deport millions of people. He also hopes to end birthright citizenship, a right explicitly protected by the Constitution.
Next, he focused on the economy, saying that he would bring down prices, including the price of energy.
That is why today I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill.
Trump also plans to create what he's calling the External Revenue Service. The goal, he says, is to collect tariffs and other revenues from foreign sources.
Trump then turned to diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in the government, saying he would end government policies created to promote race and gender diversity.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
President Trump also invoked the history of U.S. colonialism, vowing to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America and restore Alaska's Denali to its previous name, Mount McKinley.
And we will pursue our manifest destiny into the stars, launching American astronauts to plant the stars and stripes on the planet Mars.
And in the end, he returned to the theme he began with, of bright days ahead for the U.S.
Nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.